W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Two snowstorms in the last week hit the East Coast, and now the West Coast is getting drenched with rain. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says other areas will also get wet.
It's going to be also becoming pretty wet across parts of the Southern Plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. It's also becoming wetter across California over the next few days, so heavy rain expected along the West Coast over the next few days. And then as we go into the beginning part of next week, heavy rain's also spreading eastward from Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley.
All eyes on New Hampshire with the primary coming up on Tuesday. And in these final days, former President Trump got a big endorsement.
We need a president who will unite our country. We need Donald Trump.
Donald Trump got a boost from former rival Tim Scott, an endorsement designed to deliver a blow to Nikki Haley.
I'm running against somebody from his state, so it's not that easy to do.
But Haley is not only someone from Scott's home state, she also appointed him to the U.S. Senate when she was governor of South Carolina.
That's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns in Manchester. Now to the latest investigation into how police handled the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022. CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us a grand jury will consider possible criminal charges.
The news comes just one day after the Justice Department released a scathing report laying out the, quote, critical failures of the officers at the scene. Police waited more than an hour to confront the gunman. 19 students and two teachers were killed.
Since the massacre, at least five officers have lost their jobs, but no one's been charged in the criminal investigation. Some deer hunting in Wisconsin isn't allowed right now.
It would be a temporary halt for the hunting of antlerless deer in northern Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers are sponsoring a bill that would prohibit it for 4 years because of the declining population. The bill's sponsors say the numbers are dwindling because of unusually harsh winters and because of hungry wolves preying on the animals. They say they want to give the antlerless deer a fighting chance to repopulate. Peter King, CBS News.
Alec Baldwin will go to trial for the deadly shooting on a movie set in 2021. Entertainment attorney Trey Lovell.
Supposedly there's these videos out there that show that he was conducting safety on the set, telling people what to do, how to be safe, and that possibly created a duty on his part, which further required that he be safe when he handled the gun.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's new grant money to encourage schools and farmers in Wisconsin to develop farm-to-table collaborations. Mike Moan reports.
Starting February 1st, Wisconsin will be one of four states in the Great Lakes region to accept grant applications from community partners developing plans for getting more locally grown foods into school cafeterias. The funding comes from the USDA, and the Lake Michigan School Food System Innovation Hub is facilitating the effort. Dahi Wolf of the statewide group Kids Forward says the primary mission is simple.
We want local, healthy school food that kids love to eat.
Kids Forward is a member of the Innovation Hub and is helping leading Wisconsin's rollout of the grant initiative. Wolf says having healthier options might enhance student outcomes while also getting more culturally appropriate options in diverse school districts. He says a key challenge is that the National School Lunch Program is restrictive in providing reimbursements for the types of food that are served. Wolf points to efforts in Stevens Point to serve Hmong cuisine to high school students. That's led to discussions to seek more federal exceptions. Meanwhile, he says enhancing the farm-to-school pipeline could be a big plus in a state like Wisconsin.
We're not like Iowa that's mostly a commodity state with corn. I mean, we have local growers. And so we have all this opportunity to connect local communities to the producers.
He says this benefits local economies. Wolf says Wisconsin will prioritize gathering feedback from students so they're clear about the food they want to eat. The grants range from $10,000 to $250,000. The overall program is designed to last for 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-teens. For tonight, about 2 below zero under mostly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny, highs near 20 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Winds will gust to 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow mid-30s.
Currently 2 below zero.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
January 20th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha as we approach our second hour. I'm your host, Don Brown, with Anya and Johnny on the board, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Walk Radio Studios in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. And that that heritage continues. My previous guests were Coach Lindsay Schultz and Olivia Ranhell of the amazing Carroll University women's Pioneer basketball team, riding a 9-game winning streak, cracking into the nation's top 25. Big game at 2 o'clock at Van Mail Fieldhouse as they take on Illinois Wesleyan, their only conference loss of the season. As they do battle, Wesleyan also has one loss. They lost to Millikan, who lost to the Pios in one of the most amazing games ever, an overtime victory back in December. But that Theodore Yeomans was a Carroll alumnus, and I forgot to ask if they knew about Theodore Yeoman's. It's a traditional legacy that needs much more exposure and attention, promotion, education in our high schools, and, of course, at Carroll University, where Theodore Yeoman's attended and graduated from back in the day. And our next guest, Amanda Medina-Roddy, is on her way. And if anybody is allowed to be fashionably late at a very important meeting in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, it's Amanda. I can't wait to see her and hear her talk about the upcoming annual Rotary Club's Pancake Festival at the County Expo Center on February 10th. And I was asked to MC that event, so I'll be running over there after my show on Saturday the 10th. And I encourage all of you to check it out. It's a lot of fun. Mayor Sean Riley is works the line. He'll probably serve you with an apron on. And other local leaders, Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, has made an appearance in the past. I'm sure he'll be there again, along with County Executive Paul Farrow. And just a great way for neighbors, leaders, and other community people to connect. So this also gives me a chance, while we wait for Amanda, to share some other community news. On Wednesday, for you Packers fans, it was a special day at La Casa de Esperanza here down the road as they welcomed Leroy Butler to the charter school. Leroy spoke to students and staff about the obstacles he faced and how he overcame the challenges in his life. He spoke highly of the people who helped him along his journey, including family members and his heroes, teachers. Leroy has shared his message through his Butler versus Bullying campaign with over 100,000 students, and he continues to do so. Thanks so much for visiting Waukesha and the La Casa de Esperanza Charter School, Leroy Butler, and being a role model to our youth. And I'm sure we'll see Leroy somewhere cheering on the Packers. And Amanda Medina-Roddy has entered the studio here. We're going to give her a chance to get ready. Take your time, Amanda. Either one is fine. We'll do a quick test for you. Last night's game of the week on the radio, we were covering the North Stars hosting the Crusaders of CMH. CMH was victorious 57-50 in a really good battle. And I'm trying to just find the notes here. Yes. So Crusader freshman Dustin Roach led all Crusaders with 12 points, followed by Evan Kay with 11. And then for Waukesha North, Cooper Haas and Patrick Still each had 13 points. It was a really good game. Waukesha South, unfortunately, got crushed by Arrowhead, but that was to be expected, knowing how good Arrowhead is. And then next week's game of the week, Waukesha South will cover Waukesha South traveling to Kettle Moraine to face the top team in the conference, the Lasers of KM. Pre-game 6:30, tip-off at 7, so put that on your calendar. That game brought to you by Thrivent and a new sponsor, too, so stick around, catch that so you can learn about our second sponsor for our Game of the Week series. And here she is, one of my favorite Waukesha residents and a favorite of many people in the community, Stonewich, former school board member, very active in the Rotary Club, a catering manager, just an all-around hospitality expert, and again, a very good friend, Amanda Medina-Ratti. Welcome. How are you this morning?
Well, after an introduction like that, how can I not be good?
I love it. Thanks I love so it. Much. So, hey, just move the mic up a little closer to you there. Just there you go. Yeah, make yourself comfortable. You can kind of lift it up too
lift
if you want.
Up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, excellent. So you made a brief appearance on the show last year,
correct,
to talk about this annual shindig that the Rotary Club puts on. Tell us more about it.
Yes, thank you. So this year is our 70th anniversary of the Waukesha Rotary Club Pancake Festival. Details on it are coming up here very soon, Saturday, February 10th, from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Waukesha County Expo. They're very gracious to host us all of these years. For ticket details, adults are 10, children are 5, 3 and under are free. However, we all like free. So if you purchase a family pack, 2 adults, 2 kids, you'll get a 5th ticket for free. And that's a total of 25. And the last thing free we have are gluten-free pancakes because we want to make sure
nice.
We include all of our...
That's right. Triple G was asking on Facebook about yes. Gluten-free pancakes. And it's become more important to a lot of people.
It is.
For various health reasons. So I'm really grateful to Greg for asking that on social media yesterday. We're taking your calls for Amanda Medina-Ratti, 844-967-2789. She has many friends here, so we may get a lot of calls. So just Anya and Johnny, be ready. We may get overwhelmed here. So, but hey, and I'm honored that you asked me to MC the event. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, we're thrilled to have you.
So, and then Johnny's going to coordinate with me, make sure we get some T-shirts out there to give away, maybe some other fun WAUK things.
We love it, and so all that we can do to help support each other in the community, I'm all for it.
Real good, very good. So, hey, real quick, speaking of community, last week's show was pre-recorded, which was by design, but it turned out to be very fortuitous with the big storm we had. I was so grateful that Anya didn't have to drive in from Milwaukee. And but while the show was going on, I got a text from Mike Walsh, one of our regular listeners, who he thought the show was live, and he said, can you mention to people that if they get stuck in the snow, they should turn off their traction control? Otherwise, they don't get enough wheel spin. I didn't know about that. I might, growing up in Buffalo, we pulled a lot of people out of the snow, and it was, lift and bounce was the strategy with several friends or family members involved. And I wonder if Johnny knows about that. Turn off your track, because I'm sure we'll get some more snow, even though we don't have any snow today. It's just bitter cold, but turn off your traction control. Okay, Anya, you got that? Excellent. So thanks, Mike, for that message. I promised him I would at least get the message out there. And then Triple G also mentioned, too, that the Waukesha Public Library is offering free tax assistance for anyone in the community who needs it. Appointments are on a first-come, first-served basis. People needing it, you need to call to schedule an appointment. So thanks again, Greg, for sharing that community news. And, excellent. So, back here with Amanda Medina-Ratti. How long have you been involved in the Rotary Club?
That's a good question. I believe I'm coming up on 4 years this February.
4 years in February.
Yes.
That's good. And so Pancake Breakfast obviously is a festival, I should say. The official name is that's what you've been very involved in. I remember last year you were kind of like managing the show, right? Or front of the house, if you will.
I was being trained. They took up my work experience and said, let's put this to use. And I had the privilege to work alongside some veteran Rotarians, and they taught me the ropes. And now I'm training, well, sort of training somebody new, but we have a fantastic committee that puts everything together.
That's fantastic. Great. Yeah, I was invited to a Rotary Club breakfast about a year ago, and it was at the Rotary building. Excuse me, it was a luncheon.
I was going to say, we're lunch. There's two clubs.
Is it weekly or monthly?
We meet weekly.
Weekly.
Monday at 1 o'clock at the Rotary building right along the river.
Sounds great. Yeah. And yeah, the one I was at, yeah, Mayor Sean Riley was there. So it's a great group to be involved in. I used to live in Evanston, Illinois, which, as I'm sure you know, is the international headquarters for Rotary International. Right there on Sherman Avenue in downtown Waukesha. And I was in the restaurant business there at the time. So I got to meet Rotarians from like Iceland and Australia, you know, all over the world. Mm-hmm. And so it is a global organization. And I knew one of the big pillars was eliminating polio worldwide. Does the Waukesha clubs get involved in that on any level with fundraising or?
Yes, we do. So we have various little fundraisers within the club itself. We'll auction off fun items just as. And we as a club have a goal every so often to make sure that we are still helping to fund and eradicate polio. So, yes, it is very much still on our radars.
That's nice. And that means a lot to me personally. I had an uncle that was afflicted with polio that my dad's kid brother. My dad had just come back from the war in Korea, alive and in good shape, gets engaged to my mom. This 1954, just a magical year in so many ways. And then his little brother, Jimmy, gets sick with like a fever and family doctor was out of town. And by the time they got him to the hospital, that fever just essentially ate up a huge like portion of his brain. And the rest of his life, unfortunately, was very developmentally disabled. And just like one of the great tragedies from my family's old neighborhood. And so when I hear about all the wonderful work that Rotary's doing internationally to wipe out, to eradicate polio, it's very heartwarming.
That's correct. Yes, it's an amazing organization. If you think that you have fellow brothers and sisters across the world,
right?
We have clubs that will that specifically meet, and you basically have pen pals across the world, and then you travel and you meet each other and you share your community. We spoke with Rotarians in Ukraine when everything started over there, and you just connected. So it's just an amazing group, and they're everywhere. You're invited everywhere all the time.
That's neat, yeah. Because like say, if you're traveling, you and Eric and the kids, and you're in like somewhere warm, or like you can also see if there's a local Rotary Club or any Rotarians, and they're usually pretty good about getting you connected.
That they are.
So that's terrific. It's a good idea. I know is Eric. Eric's a Packer fan, right? I know you're a Cowboy fan. My apologies.
That I am.
So, you're my second guest on, by the way. That's a Packer fan. Adrian Lopez, my first guest, who born and raised in Waukesha, big Cowboys fan. So I know they're a national brand or a global brand in many cases.
We just as much are.
Sounds great. So. We have 1 minute before our first pause here and much more to catch up on here with Amanda Medina Roddy, but just wanted to make you put on your calendars that next week, Candace Strong with Trisha's Troops is my guest. And she'd be a great one to connect with the Rotary Club if she's not already doing some wonderful things for people dealing with cancer. And so much more on the Rotary Club breakfast. And also we'll catch up, see what else Amanda's up to these days. One of our, really a local leader. And again, a great, great community citizen. So stick around. More to unpack here. And this week in Waukesha as the sun finds its way out. It's looking beautiful in spite of the temperature.
It's coming.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, we're back this week, Waukesha. Don Brown with my guest, Amanda Medina Roddy. And you're listening to Evanescence, Wake Me Up Inside, which I know for all you Packer fans out there is a good walkout song, good pumped up song. And our previous guests were Coach Lindsey Schultz and Olivia Rangel of the Carroll University Pioneer basketball team, breaking into the top 25 nationally for the first time this season, riding a 9-game winning streak and playing the team that the only loss in their conference record, Illinois Wesleyan, today at 2 o'clock at Van Mail Fieldhouse. It's alumni day. It's an orange out, so everyone will be decked out in orange. I don't know if I will be, being Irish Catholic, for different reasons, but very excited for the Pioneers. And that's a great story. You're talking about waking me up inside. Like, that's, if you want to see a live sporting event without having to pay a lot of money and cheering on local people, student athletes, right here in our university community, check out the Pioneers basketball game today. You will not be disappointed. And especially, I've got a good feeling about this game. So check it out at 2 o'clock. And yeah, if you're looking for something to do, Amanda, I know your daughters will love it. These Pioneers are rock stars. Olivia, you know, one of the, like, the star of the team, but she's just one player. There's so many great players in that team. They rank third in all the NCAA Division III for assists per game, 19.4. Field goal percentage and three-point percentage. And they also rank 10th in scoring. Individually, junior Olivia Rangel, my guest, she ranks in the top 30 in the country in assists per game and field goals, while also leading the Pioneers in scoring with 17.7 points per game and rebounds, 3.9. And then sophomore Emily Wisner, the Wiz from Germantown, currently leads the CCIW and ranks fifth in Division III among three-point percentage. So just a great story unfolding there, and I really hope I can make it out there to the game today. I'll be watching more basketball tonight at the Luke Homan tournament. The South is going to play at 8:45 p.m., second half of the Packer game. Thanks, guys. But we'll make it work. And so many things. You know, and it's day two of Jamboree. So sometime I'll read off the things you can take advantage of, and maybe Amanda can help me. I might have Amanda read it off. So
I'll be out there with my family over at the Richland Nature Center this morning.
Oh, fantastic. Right after this. Yeah. And so what's going on there? Is that the wildlife, the winter wildlife exploration, or is it one of the other, lights out eclipses?
I'm going to stick inside and watch the planetarium.
Yeah.
The family can trek the woods.
You know, yeah. And you got to, I've never been inside the planetarium. I'm embarrassed to say, and I want to. And another embarrassing note, when I was a freshman at Michigan State, they had, like, a lot of Big Ten schools had a wonderful planetarium, and Halley's Comet was coming through. And that's like once, you know, every 100-200 mm-hmm. years. And I was too much into partying and all the things that dumb freshmen are into that I didn't take the opportunity to check out Halley's Comet. Anya's eyebrow shade. How could you miss that, Don? Right?
I missed it, too. What did you miss?
You and Johnny were talking. No, when I was a freshman, Halley's Comet had been coming through.
Oh, Halley's. Okay,
yeah. That comes through, like, and I totally blew it off.
Yeah, shouldn't have
and
done
so
that.
Just, yeah, should not have done that. So, but anyway, check out the planetarium. Maybe you'll see Amanda there. That's from 11 to 2, right?
That's correct.
So, and then, yeah, there's an extreme snow slide at Lowell from 3 to 9. And then extreme green an afternoon of renewable energy resources over at the Y. And then the beer garden goes from 3 to 9. And remember, they will be showing the Packer game in the beer garden. How cool is that?
It's a little bit too cold for me.
A little bit too, but they got the propane tanks
they
in there.
They did. So. I saw those last night.
My wife and I got to go last year, and it was a rare Friday night off. There wasn't a basketball game to go to. So we went, and we were just going to go for a beer, but then we saw my son's football coaches in there, got to catch up with them. And then we saw Mayor Riley and outgoing Alderman Steve Johnson. He was affected like myself by that that redistricting back in 2021. But we ended up staying like an hour, having a couple beers with Mayor Riley and Alderman Johnson, sitting at one of the picnic tables there and drinking some raised grain. My wife's favorite is Guitar City Gold. I think I probably had the same thing. And it was just a great night. It was a great way to, we didn't even stick around for the fireworks, but we had a lot of fun just in that period of like an hour or two.
Yeah. The city, so. The county, all of those groups work together so well. And they had been setting up, I think probably since early this week, I had seen as I drove by going to North.
Sure.
They've been ready for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the big reminder about Jamboree, as you heard me complain about the temperatures this morning, that the happiest time of year in Norway when they have like 4 hours of daylight is winter, because they have a lot of fun outside, and their motto is there's no bad weather, only bad clothes, I think is the tagline. And so they do, there's a lot of bonfires. There's a lot of outdoor activities, and then there's canoodling around the hearth and home. And I love that expression, and a good time of year for canoodling, of course.
I like so, that expression. I'm going to have to use that one.
Yeah. It's great for the kids around when they tell you it's too cold out. So, but are you having the same issue with your kids as I do, where like, their idea of bundling up is like, there might be like a light, very light jacket. They'll be out there in their shorts going to practice.
Yes.
No hat on, none of that.
Yes. Or their mismatch stuff that's not a glove for running in and out versus a glove playing out in the playground. They say it's too warm in their schools, which is great. I'm glad the schools are nice and toasty. But
there's the commute.
The commute.
Yep.
Yes. But they're getting better.
And even if you're getting a ride, you know, the bus or the car could break down.
Something. Always be prepared.
Yeah, like this is the kind of weather people could die in.
Absolutely.
Or lose a limb from frostbite.
Yes. Frostbite is always a threat in our home.
It sure is. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not alone here. So
you are not alone.
Parents, let's unite, man. Let's fight back. Make these kids dress warm.
Yes.
So, but back to the Rotary Club. What can we also expect about this year's breakfast? It might be a little new or different or...
Well, this year, what we love to do is invite local musicians and local artists to come in and showcase their talents. So we have some friends that are coming up from a little further up. We have Wendy Hope. We have Chenta Medina from Waukesha. We have
a cousin,
a family member.
Family
yes.
I love it.
We have a celloist. We have a acapella group. We're just mixing it up and trying to capture everybody's music genre.
I say that's a pretty good range, and that's people respect that. Even you know when you're eating, it says you can have a captive audience, but sometimes like, they'll hear something they're not used to hearing. Like, hey, this is pretty cool. Like, I used to not really care about jazz, and then I was the company I was with. I was promoted to run the steakhouse we had. It was our only venture in finer dining. But we had live jazz every night, and when you're working, we're like that. It's just so soothing.
Yes,
and the artists, of course, are just a great study in social history.
It's amazing. These musicians of all levels and those who are learning it, I always tell my friends and family that music is a language. To be able to read it and to compose it and to play it, that's a whole nother. So we're fortunate in Waukesha that we have a lot of talent around.
Yeah, and it helps with the rest of your scholastic work, especially in mathematics. So.
Yes. So we have our musicians. We will have our county executive joining us for a part of the day.
Paul Farrell. All right. I had a feeling he was going to show up.
Yes.
Sounds great.
And we have other members of our Waukesha leadership community who are members of our club, and they'll be personally making your pancakes. So come on out.
So when we come back from that, we're going to talk more about that with Amanda Medina-Roddy here on This Week in Waukesha in this second hour, as well as some more happenings with winner Jan Bree. Do not go away. On WAUK 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Keep inside.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Over 40,000 are still without power in Oregon after the latest winter storms. This man lives in Lake Oswego, which is north of Portland.
We've had ice storms before, and its branches coming down. This was entire trees just falling over, and we hadn't seen that before.
A senator backs a former president. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns in Manchester.
Tim Scott is the 25th senator to endorse Donald Trump. The former president now has the support of over half Republicans in Congress. The latest sign the party is rallying around his campaign.
A grand jury in Texas will investigate the Uvalde school shooting and decide if criminal charges are warranted. Brett Cross's son was killed in the massacre.
We have to go out into this community where police officers that were there sitting outside in the hallway are just happy strolling in Walmart, strolling in HEB without a care in the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
It's the Packers and the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL divisional playoffs, Green Bay against San Francisco again. Few expected Jordan Love to become the quarterback he is this early in his career, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
He's come a long way because he's playing at such a high level to get thrown in there early in this year and have to go through some ups and downs, which he did some good things earlier in this year too, but to not win all those games, kind of when you're with a tough record in your first year, the pressure that comes with that, and just to watch him each game, he's been consistent. For him to take care of the ball the way he's done has been unbelievable.
The Packers will face a 49ers defense led by one of the best pass rushers in the league, Nick Bosa. I asked Jordan Love how good of a job has his offensive line been doing.
They've been doing a fantastic job, you know, stepping up to the challenges, going against obviously some pretty good D-lines. So they've stepped up, kept me clean, and been doing a great job of that. And obviously our run game is excellent and high level right now. So it's another test, but can't say enough. They've been doing a great job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-teens. For tonight, about 2 below zero under mostly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny, highs near 20 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Winds will gust to 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow, mid-30s.
Currently 2 below zero.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away.
Life in a Northern Town by Dream Academy. One hit wonders from the 80s. And yes, this is Life in a Northern Town, except this Northern Town is the premier winter festival known as the Jan, J-A-N, Brie. And it's day two and so much going on. Amanda Medina Roddy, my guest, will be going to the planetarium to see what's going on at the planetarium.
There's all sorts of things. You know what? My husband actually did all of our planning for us this morning.
Nice.
So we'll see what he has in store for us. But we're going to see some of the shows and stuff that they have playing there today.
Sounds great. And before we continue talking about Rotary Club Pancake Festival that Amanda plays a big part in organizing, another note from Triple G, Carroll University's, I got to take my glasses off for this one, Founders Day Convocation will take place in the Chautauq Auditorium on January 31st at 4 p.m. This year, they'll have a panel of speakers focusing on some of the great contributions to community service in the local area. The event is free to attend and open to the community. That's the Founders Day Convocation at Carroll University. Thanks so much, Triple G, for sharing that. January 31st at 4 p.m.
Interesting.
So, yeah, check that out. And a special hi to Mary Jane Sanchez, who's been texting me. And she's like, what's Amanda going to talk about? Well, listen.
Good morning, so Mary Jane.
Mary Jane's, she told me to tell Amanda that she's washing her cowboy sweater, getting it ready for the game tonight. And Amanda said, you might wash some of the luck out. So just, you know, careful what you wish for there. So, but really glad you're listening, Mary Jane. Amanda said she needs to catch up with you. And we need to catch up with Amanda about the festival, not just a pancake breakfast, a pancake festival. We mentioned the live music. Local leaders will be there. We also want to mention the sponsors who make this possible.
Yes, we have many wonderful sponsors that have been repeat of the Waukesha Rotary in general. So what this festival does, it helps us to raise money for our charitable fund. And some of our sponsors are Modern Woodman, CIS, Quick Trip, Carpetland USA, Edward Jones, The Freeman, Weldall, and all of these groups that have been in our community and our network, Tom's Heating and Cooling, R&R, Curry Insurance, Berg Management, the Clark Hotel. Wow. I mean, they're all over. Then there's individuals.
Sure.
Delzer. I need to mention Delzer. They're always
Delzer
here.
Delzer Printing there?
Yes.
Over Delzer by Hartle Printing. Field?
Yes, yes, yes. All of these groups help us to produce these events so that we can raise funds. And all of these funds are then turned around over to our charitable fund, who then distribute it to local organizations. You want to hear some of them?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. We have distributed out to ACAP, Blessings in a Backpack. One of the
Blessings in a Backpack.
Yes. Hold dear to my heart.
Yep.
Community Smiles Dental El Sistema. They will be with us on that Saturday performing for us. ERA's Family Promise Family Services, the Girl Scouts Habitat for Humanity, another fantastic organization helping revive Waukesha.
Great history here in Waukesha,
yes,
too.
Yes, the Wildlife in Need, the Women's Center, the Civic Theater, the Library.
Civic Theater, all right.
So those are just some of our recipients of the generous funds that you help us raise by coming to eat our pancakes.
I love it. So I'm glad you mentioned Civic Theater because in the next segment, I'll have to mention something they're promoting that's coming up, I think is a great idea. And then I wanted to mention Blessings in a Backpack because I'm a Bills fan, and the Buffalo Bills are the official AFC team here, the Waukesha. When you look at the street names here, like Saratoga, there's a New York history here in Waukesha, and why not be a Bills fan? They're like the Packers of the AFC, that small town, you know, blue collar team. And when we beat the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs, Lamar Jackson had suffered a concussion on a sack, and he got hit as he was throwing the ball, and his head hit down, and Bills fans donated many dollars to Blessings in a Backpack out of Louisville, Kentucky, which is Lamar Jackson's charity that he supports. And I think his jersey number is 8. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they gave like 25, or the guy who hit him was number 25. So they gave $25 donations to Blessings in a Backpack. And
that's just so great.
That's why I love Bills Mafia. And Packer Nation's very much the same way in terms of their generosity and their charity. And so, and yes, Greg, we, if you're listening to the show, Triple G, there will be gluten-free pancakes at this year's breakfast. Greg also asked, in the past, there's been Lego robotics leagues on display. Will that be there this year?
This year, we will not have those friends. This is the time of year where they're working on their projects. And so, but yes, I have seen them. I think those are years prior to me.
Okay. Sure.
Working it. So, but yes, they have been, we love to give them an opportunity to share their work. They're amazing students.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the music, the different types of music you're going to have there. That'll be neat. And so, and then you could say another unofficial sponsor is WAUK and Civic Media for donating the Master of Ceremonies.
That
yours
is
truly.
Correct.
So, you know, we look forward to really making a solid investment and helping make that a special day in any small way. And it's great to reconnect with Paul Farrow, who I'd met during my time in the council, and of course, his honor, Sean Riley. And he said some other community leaders will be there as well.
Yes.
Helping
out. We have Brett Schimmel. He is one of our Rotarians. Right. We have the head of the Freemen. We have yours truly.
Karen Treadwell. Hey. Yeah.
Formerly of the pantry.
Reminds me is after this show, you and Eric are going to get in your car and you're going to be delivering food for the pantry, correct?
Yes.
So
through Rotary, where I met Karen a little more in depth.
Yes.
She was 1 week in search of folks to help deliver food to those who can't come in. And she reached out to the Rotarians. I jumped in. 3 years later, we are still part of it. And they're
awesome.
Our crew. And it's a small way to give back.
So Karen's successor, Lindsay Johnson, was my guest on the first Saturday in January here.
Okay.
And it was great having her. So have you met Lindsay Johnson yet?
Yes, briefly.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Well, make sure you guys get better connected because she's really committed. I got to spend some time with her yesterday working on some things as part of the governance committee.
Oh, yes.
So, and you may be getting a call from the food pantry about maybe help on another one of the committees, too, if your bandwidth allows. I know you're very busy.
No, it all interconnects. Right now, I have the opportunity to serve with the Housing Action Coalition, and we work very closely with the food pantry. So we'll see.
That is true.
Never hurts to ask.
So, we're taking your calls for Amanda Medina Roddy. Instead of texting me, dear friends, 844-967-2789. And you can also text that number, 844-967-2789. I love hearing from you, but I get yelled at by people internally as well as my wife that they shouldn't be on your phone while you're having guests on the show. Makes it look like you're not paying attention. So, again, 844-967-2789. Anya and Johnny are taking your calls or texts. And Saturday, February 10th, 9 to 12:30.
7:30.
I stand corrected. Yes.
Yeah, so we got to get those early.
I'm going to miss because I'll be here in studio.
Right.
So, but yeah, you know, maybe as part of what we could send over a carryout order, like, well, we'll prepay.
We will.
From the, that
we
would
do
be
deliver.
Neat,
but
yeah.
I'm going to.
Discourage that?
No, I don't want to discourage it, but I just need to communicate with my committee to make sure that I have the people do it.
Sure.
We do have some organizations. Weldell's one of those that they'll do a big order from us, and we love to supply for
their
fun.
They come and pick it up, or do you deliver it?
We deliver.
Wow. Okay. So, Anya, get your pancake order in for the 10th, and if Johnny's here as part of his apprenticeship program, let us know. Are there different types of pancakes or just the good, the usual?
Good old classic pancakes with butter and syrup.
So, quick no trip blueberry, home. No chocolate chip. No.
We will have some toppings and fixings if the little ones or the big ones at little ones at heart would like to add those. But
okay.
The classics and those products are usually provided for us through Quick Trip.
Sure. And then the carry out, just, you know, you'll put it aside and they can throw it on.
We will add some of those fun things.
Keeping
inside.
It simple, stupid, right?
Yes.
So.
But in some of the talks of all of this giving back, well, a new thing that we have, because you asked about what's new this year, is on the tickets, there's a tear off on the bottom. And we're going to do door prizes.
Door prizes
with various gift cards. We have tickets to the Milwaukee Art Museum. We have movie passes. We've got just a bunch of fun things. Just a little way for us to say thank you for coming in and supporting us.
I think that's fantastic. So, and you said movie tickets, right?
Yes.
So, and that's you took your daughters to the movies last night after drama club, you said?
Yes.
So, and that's with finals week. It was just a good little break. What movie did you see?
We went to go see Mean Girls.
Mean Girl. How was it?
It's you know what? I feel so bad. I did not realize it was a musical. So this particular sure. movie production, I was like, how are they redoing a whole movie the same? But it was a musical. So I took the young girls and we had a good time.
That's great. You know, and I liked the movie that came before with Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdam, who is one of my favorite actresses. I didn't even know that was her till like years later.
Really?
That's how good of an actress. She has such great range in the work that she does. So that was really neat. But I've been encouraging people to see The Boys in the Boat.
Haven't been there.
My wife and I saw that over the holidays, and she really enjoyed it. I read the book. And, you know, when you read the book, the movie's never the same. But George Clooney, the director, did a great job of basically taking 5 years of the story and putting it into one. And it's one of the amazing stories of our American social history. A bunch of blue-collar guys from at University of Washington, sons of lumberjacks and Boeing factory line employees that that not only won the national championship beating the Eastern Blue Bloods of the Ivy League, but also winning the gold medal in the 1936 Olympics at Berlin in front of Der Fuhrer, in front of Hitler, and watching them win by it. It's just an amazing story. And so I encourage everyone to go see the movie. And then when you're done, go ahead and read the book, too. So and here in residence, just walking in, is my counsel, James Santel, who has his own show, Morning Cannolis, from 9 to 11. Be sure to check that out, especially with the latest legal developments going on locally, statewide, and around the country. And great to have James here in residence. So really looking forward to
To be informed.
Checking his show out. Yeah, and he's, you know, our kids could learn something from Jim Santel. He's got a scarf. He's got a winter coat. He's got a tweed jacket, gloves, you know, all the things that make for good protection, good winter health. So thank you, Jim, for your shining example.
Yes, looking good for the radio.
You got it. So fantastic. So, gosh, we have a lot going on here at this Pancake Festival at the County Expo Center.
Correct.
So a lot of parking.
Lots
of parking.
Don't have to worry
about parking, which is always a great thing. So 7:30 to 12:30. So plenty of time if you can't get there early. You can get there later and kind of make a brunch out of it. Because you'll also have like sausages, right?
I think. Yes, we do. Add a little bit of protein in there. Yes. Yep. Milk, juice. And the pancakes are all you can eat. So bring an appetite.
Yeah, absolutely. That's terrific. What else do you do for the Rotary Club, Amanda? If that's a fair question, because you do so much already in your life.
What else do I do with the Rotary Club? Well, we meet weekly, and what we'll do is they'll bring in different speakers just of a lot of these organizations, just kind of a knowledge base. Again, like I said before, it's important to be informed, so they'll share a lot with us. We serve on various committees, so we have the Charitable Fund, we have an education group, so we stay connected with our Interact kids at the high schools. We have, what other committees am I? This is probably my biggest one, so it probably consumes most, but it's not me. I have a whole committee that comes in and helps us make this go. We have our Blues Fest. That's another one of our big.
That's the Waukesha County one at Nagiwaki Park.
That's correct. Right? Yes. That's yes.
Now, I heard that used to be at Frame Park, correct?
Yes. Years back. I can't remember how many years back that was, but that's.
And it was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yes.
Before I got here.
So the Pancake Festival and Blues Fest are two of our largest fundraisers. And
I got to go to Blues Fest 1 year. I got free tickets, you know, from a client at the time. And it's my wife and I and our youngest daughter, Kira, when she was little, we had a lot of fun.
Yep. So they will have a table.
We had nice weather for it too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They'll have a table with our breakfast. So you'll be, if that's something that's interesting to you, if you want to venture out in your music.
Yeah. No, sorry to interrupt. One of my goals would be to have like a Les Paul Guitar Town Festival, kind of like a school.
Nice.
And having it here in Waukesha. And so I know I have some interest from Guitars for Vets and the Les Paul Foundation. It'd be great maybe if the Rotary Club was interested in it. It's based on a festival in my grandmother's hometown in Ireland called the Willie Clancy that has an international Irish music school. But there's a festival around it that's just, it's very, very fun. And so I'd love to do the same thing. Here in Guitar Town, USA. So more to continue as we approach our final segment with Amanda Medina-Roddy in the upcoming Pancake Festival on February 10th. And don't forget, my guest next week is Candace Strong with Trisha's Troops. Looking forward to that and so much more on this beautiful, sunny Saturday morning, day two of Jamboree. Don't go away.
Watch the water roll down the drain as we follow them down to the station.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
We're back this week in Waukesha, and in preparation for the game tonight, I thought I'd favor you all with some mamas and papas with San Francisco. And I'm just thinking of ways the Packers could psych out the home team with a San Francisco walkout song. That might be one. Or maybe they could slip some of those treats from the mamas and the papas era during that big festival there that might affect the mindset of the home team 49ers. Just some thoughts. I was thinking of doing YMCA or the Village People of San Francisco, but I thought this one just kind of eased in real nice. So, but that is a good one. Check it out. Village People's San Francisco. Hey, I'm back here in Waukesha and with Amanda Medina Roddy here representing the Rotary Club and the Medina family, one of the great Waukesha families with a huge legacy here. It's your family that owns and operates the boxing gym, correct?
That is correct. That's my uncle. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's fantastic. I remember, Eric telling me and my wife Melissa that he said, "Yeah, he makes sure he treats you well because if he doesn't, there's a lot of Medinas that know how to throw a punch."
That we do, yes, all of us as little ones.
Sure, and that's great. Yeah, and I've heard so many great stories about different people. That in fact, one of my son's really good close friends, Gabe Lascanos, is training over at the family gym there, and he's a great athlete, so I could see, and he's a tough kid, so I imagine he could do well with some boxing.
Good for him. So. Yes, it's fantastic, not only physically but mentally, keeps you in check, and Oscar does a great job over there.
Terrific. And hey, real quick again, just I want to make everyone aware, day two of Jamboree, there's a 20th annual geocaching event at the Rotary building from 9 to noon with a presentation at 10:30. It's a global game of treasure hunting using longitude and latitude coordinates for fun for all ages. That's really cool and very appropriate having at the Rotary building, knowing their international stretch. I think that's really cool.
It is, yeah.
So, and then we got the make and play workshop at the White Rock campus from 9:30 to 11. We mentioned the lights out eclipses at the planetarium that Amanda and her family are going to. The wildlife exploration at the Red Sir Nature Center there, right around it. And then eSports Extreme at Schutze Recreation Center from 11 to 3. And we mentioned the snow slide, Ice Icicles Baby at Lowell Park, professional glass blowers creating icicles and more out of glass. We mentioned the beer garden that'll show the Packers game tonight. Backyard Ninja at Lowell Park from 3:30 to 5:30, same location as all these other events. Indoor ice skating at Ebel from 4:30 to 6:30. An extreme trivia night from 5:30 to 6, 6:30 to 7, and 7:30 to 8 at Lowell Park as well. So a lot going on here just from day two of Jamboree. And if you happen to be near the office of former alderman Don Paul Brown, the Walk Radio Studio, we have Jamboree programs that show everything going on. So stop by here and say hi when we're here, and we can give you one of these, or else look at other local sponsors that will have some on hand. So 5 minutes left in the show, Amanda. What else is it you want to know people to know about the Waukesha's Rotary Club?
Waukesha's Rotary Club is open to anyone who is interested. You're welcome to come and join us as guests. If you just want to sit in and see what it is that we do on a weekly basis, and learn a little bit more about it. if you have an organization that we might not be connected with yet, please come share. Even if it's something that the whole club doesn't become a part of for whatever reason, there's going to be somebody there whose heart will be drawn towards that. So nice. We do our best just to be in the community supporting as in any ways that we can. So again, it's one of those things come see us. And if you have a question, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Sure. And did I ask what the Roddy, because your daughters are Packer fans, right? Or are they Cowboys?
They're mixed. Sure. We take them to Dallas every other year. So
I've seen those on Facebook. Yeah.
We go down to the stadium.
Sure.
And that it has a big pool. It draws them in. So
nice. I sure do. Oh, yeah, definitely. And but I imagine any special plans, though, for the game tonight in your family or Eric?
Honest to God, I didn't know the game was tonight because I don't.
That's right. You're a Cowboy fan. So your season's over. Sorry. But
I can fill my time with other things.
You're welcome to jump on the Bills bandwagon and join Bills Mafia. We'll be on TV 6 o'clock tomorrow night hosting Kansas City. So best of luck to them. And you know, maybe a Bills Packers Super Bowl. That could be fun, but we are close to it a few years ago, and it kind of made me nervous. You know, living here in Waukesha, who do I root? Well, of course, I'd have to root for the Bills, but you'd want the Packers to make it a good game.
Well, that's what I always say. I might not cheer for them, but I cheer for what they do for our state. So
yeah.
that's what I'll give you.
And really, they are a global brand, just like the Cowboys. Like, I remember when I was working in Dublin, Ireland, I went to a sports bar to watch the Bills. It's 6 o'clock there at night because of the time difference.
Sure.
And I went upstairs to use the restroom was upstairs for some reason. The second floor was completely filled with Packer Nation watching the Packers on the big screen. And not only just Americans traveling through, but people from all over the world that love the green and green and gold, I guess, or green and yellow. I know I never got that second color, but I you got to love the Packers look in the uniform. So, and the fact that the G in the helmet actually stands for greatness.
Oh, does it?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
So, yeah. So, that's just a lot of things I love about the Packers and the Bills, and just glad that both teams are doing really well. Great stories on both sides there, especially the Packers being such a young team. So, something,
yes.
And again, big support here in Waukesha. So, and then how's your catering business going?
Catering. So I have had the amazing opportunity to move and do some work out in Milwaukee.
Nice.
So right now I serve as the interim event coordinator for the Milwaukee Art Museum.
Oh, cool.
And they too, always supporting us here in Waukesha and
sure.
offering things up to our community. So that's where I'm at right now and helping them rebuild their events team. So we'll see what happens after that. But I'm always open to, I've worked with Chef Jax here in Waukesha. I've worked with Tuscan Hall for many years.
Right,
big
right.
fans of them.
Sure.
So I learning everywhere I can go. So
that's terrific. So and to be able to utilize those skills to help the road. I think that's a great fit, knowing the Rotary Club's commitment to service.
Yes, that's my favorite. I learned these skills so that I can help Rotary, other groups that I've had the privilege of helping with. These skills are Waukesha Education Foundation. They're getting ready for their annual dinner coming up here soon. So yeah, it's fun.
Sure. We've had such a great show this morning with so many great guests. Adrian Lopez of Foundation Pros, who you have to meet, Amanda. Coach Lindsay Schultz and Olivia Ranhal of the Star Pioneer basketball team. And you can catch the replay of these shows on my podcast page. I'll post it on Facebook, or just go to WAUK Radio and look for shows and look for mine. And Amanda Medina Roddy, thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget the Pancake Festival, Rotary Club Pancake Festival, Saturday, February 10th, 7:30 to 12:30 at the County Fair Expo Center. And thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Go Packers. Go Bills. Go Pios. 2 o'clock today
go
at
Pios.
Van Mayo, taking on Wesleyan. And stick around for Morning Cannolis with James Centel next. Please remember, especially in this weather, safety is everyone's responsibility, and good mental health is everybody's right. Thanks again for joining us this morning, and see ya!
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State Address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.